psychologist explained it once. It's the rhythm of the train itself, the rocking from side to side, forward and back. Goes back the unborn child, the prenatal experience.
Yeah, sure, sir. Me, I just don't like trains.
That's a pity. Rocking a child in its mother's arms is the same thing, of course. A throwback to the gentle rhythm of the amniotic sac as the mother carries the child and moves around.
Sure. A cigarette, sir.
No, thank you. I think I'll stretch my legs.
Want us to come along with you, sir?
I don't think so. I don't need my hand held to go to the washroom.
When do the other guys take it over?
They join the train at Philly.
Suppose one has to have bodyguards.
How do, Mr. Collins, sir?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks, Davidson.
Here, sir. Let me open the washroom door for you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Mr. Collins. Mind we use the washroom?
Oh, who are you?
Friends. Okay, Collins. From here, you take over.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Train of Events.
Why the hurry, Johnny?
I like trains.
Like Collins?
What the Secretary of State likes, I like. And all I do, it's a great form of relaxation.
We're not joining the train at Philadelphia to relax, Johnny.
Oh, sure, I know that, but...
Slow down a little. You're doing over 70.
Sometimes I think you can see, Lee, sneaking a look at the speed off.
Nope, just happen to feel a car's speed is all.
The train's due in at 5. It's half 4 now.
Well, we'll be at the station by 5. It pulls out again at 5:15. We'll make it.
Okay.
A long time since we played bodyguard, huh?
Yeah, since that Cambodian kick. I just sit around, twiddle our thumbs. Funny, though, getting called in suddenly to take over.
Yeah, maybe Wayne and Ritchie have got jobs coming up in New York.
I didn't even recognize the voice on the phone. Think we'll be busy?
Collins' speeches at Baltimore could be quite provoking.
Baltimore is a quiet, staid city. That's what it says on the brochures. So why they need us around? Baltimore is asleep.
Yeah, but it's had its troubles, too. Black power.
And he's going down there to hold out the white flag?
No, he's going to explain at various meetings what the latest laws mean and how it affects new community groupings, desegregated schools, and so on.
Or rather him than me.
That's right. He can get a dead cat thrown at him.
Or a 45 bullet?
Uh-huh.
And while you sense things out, I tote a gun?
Naturally.
Now, why don't I get me some think work sometimes?
I'm open to suggestions.
No, I'll leave that to you. Oh, boy, this is going to be a great break. Like a vacation, huh?
Could be. Could be not.
You're a pessimist, you know that?
Yeah, well, be an optimist, you get caught with your pants down.
And that's being cynical. Now, those meetings in Baltimore will go off okay.
Want to take a bet?
No. I lose each time.
Hi, nice to know you, Lee.
This is Johnny Bridges.
Hi, Johnny.
How's it been going?
A piece of cake. Shovel could start the other end, of course, but you can anticipate that. Be prepared for it, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Well, where's Collins right now?
Oh, in there, in the coach, in the wardroom, lying down.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, he felt a bit sick, I guess. That's what the porter told us.
Yeah, you know, he'd been carrying on about trains, how he likes them. Reckon the rhythm of the train is pleasing because it's a throwback to prenatal rocking, you know?
He's an okay guy, though. You like him. Me, I can take eggheads or I can leave them.
Sure. Johnny, we'd better get on the train. See you guys.
Sure. Nice journey. Hold on.
Now, give Ames our regards when you see him back in New York.
Sure. You want your car parked at headquarters?
That'll do, yeah. I'll leave the keys in Ames' office.
I hope they don't pile up that car.
Why?
Well, we've had it for 4 years.
We can always sue Ames. They crash it.
You met the guy yet? Collins? No. I guess we call him Sir.
Hmm? Yeah. Better close the doors of the compartment, Johnny.
Right. You met him?
Not yet.
I guess he'll be as boring as any party politician.
You take it, sir?
FBI, traveling with the Secretary of State.
Oh, yeah, of course, sir. Okay, you come this way, I'll take it to him.
We'll find our own way down, don't worry. Are you feeling better?
Yes, sir.
You got time to bring us a couple of rides on the rocks?
Okay,
sir. You may as well relax while we relax.
Tell me, fellas, what time do we get there?
In an hour's time. You all set to take the place by storm?
I hardly doubt that I'll do that. Our new law is not altogether popular, as you may well know. A lot of businesses and the men that run them are going to have to think anew, along new lines.
It's about time.
Of course, Mr. Bridges, the civil rights laws are long overdue, but they won't go down all that pleasantly. However, I'm well prepared.
I think the speeches we prepared, Mr. Collins, should do the trick. A meaningful laying out of facts, where desegregation will take place and when. An implied threat in the speech that our government means business will not be withstood.
Ha! Spoken like a true speech writer.
Hey, you find it interesting, Tony?
Writing speeches?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I wouldn't do it otherwise.
Oh, Tony knows me well. He knows the law well. And all he does is, well, fashion what I'm going to say. Nothing else.
Sure, sure.
I wonder if you wouldn't mix me a little more bicarb and water. Davidson can do it.
Of course, Mr. Collins. Davidson?
Yes, sir, Mr. Pence.
Mix up another bicarb and water.
Sure thing, Mr. Pence.
Indigestion, sir?
Yeah, probably induced by the rocking of the train.
I wonder if a newborn child can have indigestion.
Sorry?
I believe you liken train travel to a prenatal experience.
Did I?
Yeah, the other guys told us just before we got on.
Oh, yes, of course. I must say, I'm not feeling so well.
Here's your bicarb, Mr. Collins.
Oh, thank you, Davidson.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, look, I wonder if you'd leave us for a few minutes. Tony and I want to work out a few more things, iron out a few points in the speeches we're going to give.
Yeah, of course. Come on, Johnny.
You can leave us too, Davidson.
Yes, sir, Mr. Collins, sir.
Baltimore in just under an hour, huh?
That's right, sir. You want some more sandwiches?
Sure, why not?
Okay, sir. Bring some along for you.
Hey, quite a dish, this whole setup.
We got in at the end of the compartment. The whole coach is in one section, so to speak.
Uh-huh. Door opens into the kitchen, which we passed through. Then this compartment. And the center door into the wardroom where Mr. Collins is now.
The other side of the wardroom?
It looks like the washroom. The whole thing nicely fitted out. Why?
Just wondering. I suppose, from the washroom?
Well, maybe a door leading into a corridor. Then to the next coast.
Or maybe it just closes off. No exit from the washroom.
Maybe. Why?
Again, just wondering.
I wish we had jobs like this every day, sitting on our you-know-whats doing nothing. That should be pretty easy in Baltimore, too. The age of assassinations has gone.
Who said?
I did. I just thought it up. Hey, imagine train travel giving you indigestion.
Yeah, imagine it.
Now, don't forget the routine when we get there. You give the speeches as we have prepared them.
Sure, sure.
You talk in three places only, all on the first day. By then, the damage will have been done.
And we collect.
Of course. First act insurance. You know the setup as well as I do. You give the speeches, only you don't hold back. The civil rights laws come into action immediately. I reckon there'll be rioting down in East Quarter, Baltimore's equivalent of Harlem. Rioting from the ordinary guy in the street. The small-time guy who sees his life, his holdings, his advantages going down the drain. Guys like you and me who don't like desegregation.
Yeah. You got some professionals coming?
Sure, sure. They'll start. And when they start burning down the shops, the businesses, which they think are owned by Negroes, huh? In East Quarter, we collect. Day after tomorrow. Immediate payment, first act insurance. On the shops, the businesses, lucky owners.
How much?
Could be half a million. Maybe more. Then we clear. You, me, Lucky. All you've got to do is see that Lee Masters and the other guy believe you are Jacob Collins, Secretary of State.
Yeah, the voice still sound okay.
Yeah, the disguise, too. We'll keep the pressmen away from coming too close, and your friends of Collins, they'll be kept back away from you, too.
Okay. Hey, you better go see how the real Collins is in there, in the washroom.
Oh, he'll be okay, in the cupboard. He'll last until we get the dough and clear out.
Sandwiches, sir. Yeah. Train sure gets bumpy sometimes.
I didn't feel it, Davidson.
You want something else from the bar?
Not right now, thanks.
Okay, sir. I'll go see if Mr. Collins, Mr. Pence, they want something.
You do that. Curious, sir. And curious, sir.
What is? You want salami and cream cheese?
Not right now. Did you know Collins had a speechwriter?
No. Well, does it matter?
Maybe not.
I mean, they don't publicize the fact that any guy who holds high office can't write his own speeches. Damages the public image.
You mean no one should know about Tony Pence?
Yeah. And I'll have something to chew. Great sandwiches.
Brandy and water? Rye and water?
That's right, Davidson.
You can bring me another rye, too, Davidson.
Yes, sir.
You know, they have a complete bar on the side of the kitchen there. Boy, what a life these politicians lead.
Yeah.
Hey, you gentlemen can come through here in a while.
Well, thank you.
Close the door, Tony.
Okay.
We go through there again?
In a while. Baltimore is a funny town, you know. On the surface, very quiet. I'm glad the civil rights laws are in. I'm also glad they're being applied gradually in Baltimore, too.
You mean there'd be trouble if they were shoved through?
Yeah, sure. Maybe not as bad as it had been down in the South. But the diehards, even in Baltimore, wouldn't like to see things change overnight. They might riot even.
I guess not.
There could be a lot of reaction if things did change overnight.
Sure.
I wonder. You know, Johnny, being in our business breeds a suspicious mind. Things like people being slow on the uptake. Things like Davidson, the porter on this coach, bumping down the plate of sandwiches when the train wasn't bumping around.
I'm not with you.
Yeah, I wonder if it is so. Of course, we couldn't quite prove it now. This coach has many amenities, but no telephone. Not like the presidential coach now. Although I believe a phone is going to be fitted in here soon.
What are you going on about?
Well, maybe I'm just a naturally suspicious man, Johnny. I wonder where they put him. If it is so.
But who?
Jacob Collins.
Maybe I better order you another rye on the rocks. You sound as though you need it, Lee.
Before Davidson brings in your next rye, you do me a few things, Johnny. You go through to the wardroom next door, go into the washroom, close the door, have a look round. Tell me if there are any cupboards in there that are locked, maybe.
Sure, okay. For why?
I'm just checking on a hunch. Go through, Johnny.
You'll be coming to the hotel with us, of course.
Of course.
Now, the first speech is for 3 p.m. It's just on 2 now. Well, we can all get off now, gentlemen.
Thank you, Tony.
Mr. Collins, sir?
Yes. Oh, you've come to meet us.
That's right, sir.
I'd like to go straight to the car, please. No pics, no interviews right now.
Very well, Mr. Collins. This way, please, gentlemen.
We're staying at the Baltimore Park, about 10 minutes flat from here. And the coach we traveled in is being detached from the train. Shunted into a siding.
What was that?
Yeah, just trying to work things out, Johnny. You didn't hear anything inside the locked cupboards?
No, what should I hear? Mice?
We'll make a quick few calls from the hotel. I want you to liaise with Bert Halliday. He can get things moving quickly.
You know, the way you're going on, anybody would think Collins isn't Collins. That someone is impersonating him or something stupid like that. That the Secretary of State is locked in the cupboard inside the washroom of our coach or something.
He is, Johnny.
Bridges?
Call for you, sir. Hold on, please.
Johnny, this is Bert Halliday.
Oh, yeah, Bert.
Boy, you ever hear the Secretary of State swear like a GI?
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, he's just been down to the station like you and Lee requested.
Mm-hmm.
We searched the washroom. There he was, tied up and gagged inside the cupboard, inside the washroom.
Where is he now?
With us down here at the precinct.
Yeah, hang on, Bert. Lee, you were right. Collins is with Bert Halliday right now.
Let me talk. Bert?
Yeah?
Lee again. Bring the Secretary of State along here to this hotel. Keep him down in the foyer.
Lee, you don't just trundle Collins around like he was a bundle of hay. He's sounding off like a machine gun already. And he's got a lump in his head the size of a hen's egg.
You get him here, Bert. Tell him I'll explain when he arrives. Tell him this is serious business. But it's all under control. We'll see you downstairs in 10 minutes, right?
Bath. You want to talk with him?
Tell him it's all okay. He fixed the press for the hall?
Yeah, no close-up shots.
Great. When Lucky Philly and he fixes something, he fixes it real good.
Judy, who's that?
It's Tommy.
I tell him I'm coming.
He said for to tell you he's coming himself, Tommy.
I said he should ring only if there's a trouble.
Well, you ain't even dry yet. The floor's getting wet.
So who owns the floor? Go get some powder on your nose. The phone first.
Okay.
Thanks. What gives, Tony?
Everything's hunky-dory. Masters and his sidekick got right taken in. Boy, was that a masterstroke. With him suspecting nothing, who can think that Harry isn't Jacob Collins, huh?
That's right. Now listen, like I said, Harry makes the speeches short and fast. All the speeches are within 1 hour, which is good, huh? 5 minutes after the first speech, the boys will be going into the East Quarter, and it's going to get busted wide open.
When do we collect from the insurance companies?
Tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning.
Will it be okay, Lucky?
Sure it will. First act insurance. A place gets burned down, they pay immediate. 1/3 as opposed to 2/3 of the insured sum for that place. Didn't I explain this to you?
Yes.
Only we're not going to stick around to claim the extra 2/3 on each of the 10 places I got. By that time, we will be in Italy.
Yeah. 10 shops, sir. Each for $150,000?
Right.
And we collect $50,000 on each.
That's right, which means $500,000. $100,000 to you, boy. But don't get confident, eh? Play it cool. Meet me at the hall in 20 minutes. Now, cool, Tony, cool.
You'll be patient a little longer, sir. Bert, yeah. The Porter Davidson squealed.
Yeah, when we got down to the siding and dug Mr. Collins here out of the cupboard in the washroom.
Yeah. So, recapping. You get onto the train, Mr. Collins. Wayne and Ricci, our colleagues, get on with you. Near to Philadelphia, you go to the washroom. If you hadn't gone then, Davidson the porter would have got you in there on some pretext.
And those two guys were hiding in the washroom?
Sure, right. Yeah. Again, with Davidson's connivance. Now, you get slugged, Mr. Collins. Davidson comes through the wardroom into the compartment where Wayne and Ricci are.
Right.
Closes the wardroom door behind him, tells them you've been taken ill, don't want to see anyone for a while.
Then the train pulls into Philly Station.
Right again. Suspecting nothing, our colleagues get off the train. Johnny and I get on. We meet the man we believe is you, Jacob Collins, plus one other. A guy who calls himself Tony Pince. Speechwriter.
Yeah, which I don't have.
Yeah, but we didn't know that then.
And the scene is set.
Maybe for the guy impersonating you to give contrary speeches, inflammatory speeches.
Yeah.
But what can they hope to achieve?
We'll find out at the hall where the first speech is due to be given. I think the whole thing was masterminded from here. I think the fake Collins or Tony Pince will make contact with the guy behind it all.
What tipped you off, Lee?
Oh, the fact that a man couldn't remember a recent conversation about an odd subject. Train journeys being a reversion to the prenatal rhythms.
I remember that. It's a pet theory of mine.
Also, the fact that Davidson, the porter, was unduly nervous. Near about dropped a plate of sandwiches on us.
Just those two things, Lee?
Just those.
One other thing, how come Wayne and Richie fell for it? Got off the train just like that?
Why not? I think they got a message in New York telling them that we'd taken over at Philly. They had no cause to suspect anything. Now, we all go down to Presta Hall. First speech is in 20 minutes. And I kind of reckon you'll be making it, sir.
Other side of the rostrum. The fake Collins is waiting in the anteroom this side.
As long as they didn't see us smuggle him in. And Tony Pierce?
15 paces from us at the door of the anteroom this side.
Time?
5 to 3.
Watch Tony Pierce.
He's looking at his watch. Going down past us now.
See that no one is close to the secretary?
Sure, Mr. Pierce. Johnny, go up to the anteroom. Lock the fake Collins in. Just a taste of his own medicine. Come back down this aisle to me.
Where are you off to?
Say hello to the guy who thought this junk it up.
Okay.
What are you doing down here?
Just strolling.
Okay.
Get up to the anteroom, Tony. I fix it this way.
Sure.
It's a nice day for a speech, Mr.
Fellini.
Fellini, yeah. Rings a bell. You did time 4 years back. Fraud. Now, you're trying to perpetrate one of the hoaxes of the century.
What are you getting at, Master?
This. We're taking you in, Fellini. Your lucky day, huh?
Lee, I had to zap Pince. He came along while I was locking the door. One of the cops is watching things there.
Good. Pull a gun, Johnny. I think Lucky Fellini is going to object to things.
I say where you are. It's a dame, too. You want me to start a riot or something?
And that'll be the real Jacob Collins coming onto the rostrum. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Sherry van Veek.